Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
Little Barbara Lewis bringing us back. That's one of my favorites. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and checking it out. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Howard Bihar. Howard is the former president of Starbucks Coffee. His book is called It's Not About the Coffee. And I like the fact that one of your endorsers, Howard, is somebody I admire, James Autry, who's the author of The Servant Leader.
He's a fantastic guy.
Servant leadership is something whose time has come, and more than ever before, I think. And these young folks, Howard, they care about values, don't they? I mean, when you and I were coming up as pups, values never entered into it, as Monty Python group would say, it never entered into it because, you know, we more than anything, we wanted a job. We was competitive. And we, you know, when the boss, we didn't really evaluate, we knew whether we liked our boss or not after a while. It didn't take too long to figure that out, but we never really pushed hard on the values thing. But kids today, they're really focusing on that more, aren't they?
Yeah, they really want to know. Well, they have a lot more information. They're curious. It's no question. It's a
and they're a lot
world.
They're a lot more irreverent too. Howard,
boy,
honest.
No kidding. Yeah, they don't have. Did you ever when a boss said something, you just did, right?
Oh, I, you absolutely. Know? You can still hear the heels clicking, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And now it's not the way it goes. They want to know. Okay, I hear you, but why?
Yeah.
You know, and they want to know who you are. You know, it's that. I think actually it's really good. It creates a lot of transparency and authenticity. And when they get it, when our people get it, when we get it, it drives it down into our soul. And then it just isn't some kind of action, you know. It's real, you know.
Anything that causes us to seek excellence to a greater degree is a good thing for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I have my five P's that I try to, or actually six, that I try to live my life by, you know, and, you know, you probably have the same ones. It's, you know, they do everything with purpose. You know, it's got to have meaning to me. I don't want to just sell widgets to sell widgets. You know, I want to improve somebody's life. And then if it's worth having purpose, then it's worth having passion. That means that, you know, you're going to give what it takes. And then you got to be persistent. Right, because I don't know how many times things have gotten tough in my life, and well, okay, it's a little tough. Maybe I don't need to do this, and then I got to do it with patience. You know that one I'm still learning. I think that'll be forever. You know, I'm not too patient a guy. Mm-hmm. And then most importantly, if I say I'm going to do something, then I got to perform. There's no, you know, you can make a lot of excuses to yourself, but you better do what you say you're going to do. And then most importantly, that you got to do it with people. Right?
Yeah.
Not on the backs of people, but you do it with people. So,
well, and then
the six P's are critical.
I like that. And the thing is, you also have to, as you indicated, you have to walk the talk. I mean, if you you can't tell your employees one thing that this is how you're going to do, and then they see you doing it differently, you know, later on. You know, they've got to. They're like little kids. They're keeping their eye on you, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they want continuity. They want transparency, authenticity. They want consistency.
Don't our customers want this more too now, Howard?
Sure.
This is something.
It's
This
is a human thing. It's not a business thing.
Right.
Right. And just the difference is now that we expect it in all parts of our lives. You know, and I think it makes our lives better. And and certainly. You know, if we're in serving other human beings, right, and we do it in a way that honors them, you know, they're going to come back to us. They want to be around us. They want to buy things from us. You know, they want to be. They come in just to talk. You know.
Right. Well, this is something. What Howard's talking about, folks, putting the me in we, when in his leadership approach. You know, some people say there's no I in team, But if you're leading that team and you haven't looked at the eye, if you haven't focused on what you stand for, how people perceive you, how you've been performing, how you come across, if you haven't paid attention to that, then you're liable to become a driver and not a leader. Howard, last thoughts.
Well, you know, make sure that you got a good mission in life. You know, whatever that's going to be, make it yours. Mine's real simple. It's to live my life every day nurturing and inspiring the human spirit of myself and others. And when I get up in the morning, I read that statement every day, and I know what my work is.
And that's how you get, that's one of the ways you become successful, like Howard Behar. Howard, give us the website one more time, please.
Howard Behar, www.howardbehar.com. It's real simple.
That's B-E-H-A-R. And he will be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.